Hello and welcome to the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner, the crew with you here today. Coming up on the show, we will have Cole Manbeck at 5:10. That is our one guest today, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We will debate what I think is a tremendous poll question regarding K-State basketball. You can check that out at the game KMAN on Twitter. Coming up in the open here, we have a new candidate for a hashtag my guy this spring football season. That is what I took away from the press conference on Tuesday. I've not had a chance yet to address that. We'll get you Can't Be Serious as well at 5:50 today, and we're going to have some fun in between as we always do. You can tweet us at the game KMAN with your questions or comments. You can also call the show 537-1350 or 866-776-1350. The show driven by Briggs Auto and BriggsAuto.com. All right, so you guys got to kick around some of the press conference stuff. There was a lot of, honestly, having Sean Snyder there instead of Bill Snyder was nice in a way. Obviously, there are some things you'd rather talk to Bill Snyder about, but he was not going to budge too much, as Dennis Dodd was really talking about on our airwaves last week. He was not going to talk too much about the health stuff. I think with Sean Snyder being there and being pushed a little bit on some of those issues, it was more insightful, perhaps, on some of the stuff that is going on there. But you know me. I mean, certainly I care about Bill Snyder and his health situation. But I think to us, who have been around it for a while and have talked about it for a while, it's like we know what is going on there. That's not necessarily the meat to the press conference to us. And I fall into that category because, to me, the meat was we've got a new guy to be excited about this spring. And I'm not even talking about just hashtag my guys, which he has a chance to be, but he has a chance to be, I think, the talk of the spring, and that is linebacker Daquan Patton, which that's one thing I figured out. Daquan, not Daquan. Can't remember which I had been using, but Daquan Patton, the junior college transfer who snuck in here in the middle of the night without anybody noticing. They got him in somehow, and Jeremy Crabtree was about the only guy to know about it. So he's now here on campus. We had a chance to speak with him, but more importantly, we got to hear from Sean Snyder and some of the other players about him and the impact that he has had so far. I am excited about Daquan Patton, and I think he checks just about every box of a spring guy, spring football guy that you get pumped up about.
Well, we did talk about it a little bit yesterday that when it's Sean that is addressing the media, you're going to get a few tidbits that you probably wouldn't get from Coach Snyder, and one of those that stood out to me was what he had to say about Daquan Patton. And I think another big one, on a little bit different note, you know, how often would you expect Bill Snyder to say that this is perhaps the deepest running back core that we've had since I've been around? I mean, that's just very, very high praise to put that out there, and something that you wouldn't typically hear Bill Snyder say during the spring, but you get a little bit of that stuff with Sean.
Well, two things with that. One, the question was basically asked, is this the deepest running back core you've had? And another thing I will say is I asked Bill Snyder at the first spring football press conference if the skill positions were as deep as he can remember, and he said something to the effect of, yeah, that's probably about right.
Okay.
So when you ask the question like that, I think you set him up more for being forced into an answer like that. But just in fairness, for fairness sake. Now, would Bill Snyder have compared Daquan Patton to some former stars at linebacker? I don't know, but Sean Snyder sure did.
Can't quite take it as far as Arthur, but he's got some flashes of that. You know, if you remember back in the day of Purcell Gaskins, you know, he probably a little bit more Purcell type. I'd say kind of in between those guys.
That gets me excited, and that is where we start with all this, because whether you are a more old-school K-State Decade of Dominance fan, which is where the Purcell Gaskins is going to get you, which honestly, that almost excites me more than Arthur Brown, even though Arthur Brown was Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
That's a heck of a name drop, isn't it?
It is. But even the new school can get excited, too, because they know all about Arthur Brown. I mean, you just, no offense here, what year were you born?
I was born in 93, the year that Purcell Gaskins won the high jump in NCAA.
The year that Purcell Gaskins won the NCAA high jump championship, that was the year that you were born. So I understand if you're not as familiar with Purcell Gaskins and what kind of athlete he was. But these things, that's point number one on why Daquan Patton is the guy really for the spring, because everybody loves these comparisons. Fans eat this stuff up. We eat this stuff up in the media. That's why the question was asked, like, can you give us some players that he reminds you of? Because we love to live in the past and think, you know, the past is coming back. How often do I talk about 1998 K-State football? you compare anybody on this current roster to players of that era, I'm going to eat that up. I'm all over it. We're suckers for that. And so that is, you almost don't need anything else, but there is still more evidence beyond just that.
Now, it's worth at least playing devil's advocate to a certain extent with that and saying that, wow, that is very exciting, and if he really is a player that's halfway in between Arthur Brown and Purcell Gaskins, that you've got a great linebacker there. We were in this exact same position a year ago with how much we talked about Byron Pringle, or we even talked about him a little bit more. And yes, he did turn into a very good player by the end of the year, but I remember one specific show that we had during spring practice in which we debated how many games would it take Byron Pringle to reach 500 yards receiving for the season. And it took a little while for him to get there because it took him a while to learn the system and get on the same page with Jesse Ertz.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I get it. Like, I'm not here to have realistic conversations. Again, this is spring football talk. This is not the time for being realistic about anything. This is the time to speculate, you know, how many games does it take Daquan Patton to get to 100 tackles next year?
And book your tickets to the college football playoff next year.
Sure. I mean, this is the time for that. And so that's what makes things like this slam dunks, out of the park, grand slams right now in spring, and we're going to latch our teeth into this. But beyond that, it's great that you bring up Byron Pringle, because this, to me, fits every single reason that we were excited about Pringle last year. I'm trying to remember, like, specifically, I don't necessarily remember comparisons being made, so maybe this is one-upped it because of that.
It was, we tried to,
comparisons from the coaches.
Right, the word out there was a Chris Harper type. Chris Harper type.
No, I don't remember that at all, and I don't think they're really all that similar.
No, talking about his upper body strength and being more of a possession receiver. That's what I got out of a couple of the quotes from spring practice last year.
Well, regardless, everything else here, position of need, wide receiver last year was a huge position of need. The biggest position of need right now that everyone's talking about is linebacker. So this is a place where you obviously have playing time available. That's going to make you excited. It's a guy who has come in, and the immediate word is he's very humble. He's doing all the right things. He has shown flashes of being very impressive. Almost the exact same type of guy. And I'm going to play for you later in the show just a little bit of the back and forth with Daquan Patton. He was very shy, very humble, did not want to get into much, exactly like Byron Pringle was last year. So you're like, okay, this is a K-State guy. He's got the right attitude. He's come in and said he's been mentored by Tanking and Sizelove, the two elder statesmen there in the linebacking core. Check that box, big time. He's also here early. Just the mere fact that he's here in the spring. I know we're talking about this being the spring hype guy, but the fact that he is here in the spring, it's a position of need. He's saying and doing apparently all the right things. Those are all the boxes, check, 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 that get the fans really, really excited. Throw the comparisons on top of it to some of the best linebackers that have ever played here, and you've got yourself the spring hype guy.
Yeah, it just gets you really excited because when you've got your head coach, Bill Snyder, talking about all of the guys in the program that have been there a while and they're getting good experience and they're doing the right things, and then you have a situation where Sean Snyder is talking about how impressed he's been with the up-and-coming young guy, that's the exact combination that you want. You want some youthful athleticism and some, you know, experienced veterans that know how to take those young guys and bring them along, and that's what K-State seems to have at linebacker, even though they do not have Shermichael Moore and Elijah Lee in the mix anymore.
Well, this is another Elijah who? We got Daquan Patton.
Right.
that was a joke. That kind of exemplifies the whole point here.
Yeah.
The other layer to this is what you said. You're now going to have, I think, a lot of discussion about this because people will be excited. People will be looking at him and thinking, okay, this could be the next stud. But then at the same time, you still have that debate of, okay, at what point do you just forego knowing the system, forego being a guy that the coaches trust, and roll with the athleticism versus, you know, a handful of guys who are really experienced in the system and have been around for a while. I mean, it sounds like Sizelove, Tanking, Kirby, all three of those guys have been here for at least 2 years, and the coaches really seem to like them, really seem to trust them. They've done great things on special teams. Those guys fit that certain mold that we've seen a lot of here at K-State recently to a T. Now you've got Daquan Patton fitting the other part of it. Like we said last week, you know, the guys in the past, DeCorey Johnson, Travis Green, players that we all wanted to see get in there, but there was some hesitancy even though they were the more athletic players. You've got the debate that could be pretty healthy with Patton and whether or not you play him, how soon you play him, that could come into this as well.
How much higher is your anticipation level for the spring game today versus 2 days ago? I mean, how, does this jumpstart that at all, or were you already on that path as it was?
I would just say moderately. Look, I fully embrace like poking fun at spring football. It's clearly productive and needs to happen, but you know, people being excited about it, it's like you're really over the top college football junkie guy if you're going to be legitimately really excited about spring. But I do like it. It just gives you a taste, at least, of some football. And to be honest, a bigger part of it now is just, look, I got to do 2 hours every single day throughout, you know, the dark depths of the spring and summer here when there's not as much going on. So it helps provide content and give us topics exactly like what we're talking about right now. So I'm always okay with spring football. Like, I'm ready to learn and hear what we're going to hear. But knowing full well, I take everything with a grain of salt. This just gives me more meat on that hook. You know, if we're talking about, I don't know, when I say meat on the hook, I always think of like a kebab. So this is okay. Like a kebab. I guess you just got another bit of steak thrown on the kebab or something, or a shrimp, whatever you want to put on there. I don't, there's a debate. Daquan Patton, more steak or shrimp? I don't know.
Meat on the bone. Maybe we can go with bone instead.
Now that's
of hook,
you know, right? I've already used that too. So it just adds another thing for me to watch that I think is tangible that you really can watch, because sometimes in the spring. You know, are we going to watch Tyler Mitchell and how he does at right guard? Like,
right.
What are you going to tell? But Daquan Patton, you can watch him fly around. A linebacker is a position that you can, I think, zero in on enough to at least get a decent look.
At least as long as they're not dropping back into pass coverage. That's pretty tough for us to judge. But
well, you could still see him flying around.
Yeah.
You'd still see how fast the guy is. I think it'll be very exciting. If you're really, really into this thing and really into spring hype guy, I did tweet a picture of him yesterday, J.L. Kurtz. So if you want to see him in a polo talking to reporters and increase your hype, you can go check that out on Twitter. So clearly, Daquan Patton's got a shot to be one of my guys, hashtag my guy. But there is just one problem with that, and I'll get into it at 525. You'll hear a little bit from Daquan Patton as well. But when we come back, Cole Manbeck gone at 510, by the way. I think I've stumped myself with the poll question that I put out there. We'll debate it next on the game.